As Scott mentioned, the RV industry is, or was, vital to the economy in northern Indiana. RV makers in Elkhart County cut nearly 7,000 jobs last year. Rob Reed runs an RV dealership, the Great Lakes RV Center in Elkhart. Mr. Reed, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And give us a sense of just how bad business is these days for you.
Well, it's a struggle right now. You know, we out here in Elkhart, we like to feel that the glass is still half full. So we're still, you know, trying to keep a positive outlook on everything and just try to sell every RV that we can.
Well, a good outlook never hurts.
That's right.
How much have you had to downsize yourself?
We have had to downsize significantly in the last 3 to 4 months. We had 2 retail dealerships in Elkhart, Indiana. Now we're down to 1, Great Lakes RV Center. We've had to downsize sales staff and, you know, support staff, as well as our service center. We've got a big service center here in town, and we've had to downsize down to just core people.
So how many people have you had to lay off?
We've had to lay off probably about 15 people off the top of my head. Our front door traffic, or the local people, aren't coming in right now. Number one, it's the wintertime. Number two, the economic conditions are not favorable for that. However, we've seen good traffic on our e-commerce site, and that's turning into sales. Our downside is that those people that are still wanting to buy can't get credit. President Obama spoke on that significantly in his speech here at the Concord High School in Elkhart.
Yeah, he was talking about people who can't get financing and new mechanisms that he's going to try to set up for that. What did you think of what he had to say today?
Well, I think that those mechanisms, you know, at face value seem very strong. I think that if he really has weight enough to get the banks to extend the credit once they've gotten the money rather than, you know, remodeling CEO offices and, you know, going on retreats, I think it'll be great. It's, you know, we're seeing people with 700-plus credit scores that are traditionally just good credit people not being able to get credit to buy a new RV. And that has a huge impact on the RV industry as a whole, and similar to the automobile industry, is that if the retail customer can't get credit, that doesn't, you know, provide a sale or a deal for an RV dealer. And once that happens, the manufacturer doesn't get a reorder from us or an order out, and then they hurt. So it's kind of a catastrophic effect when that one retail customer can't get funding.
And it sounds like the reports of corporate excess are really sticking in your craw.
Yeah. Yes, it sure is. You know, when you sit here as just Joe taxpayer or one of the other interviewers, I told him I'm RV Rob instead of Joe the plumber. It's hard for us to fathom how people can get away with that kind of stuff, and it's actually our taxpaying dollars. And, you know, we get reports from the press on how they spend that money. It's kind of disheartening.
Mr. Reed, as you drive around or walk around Elkhart, what do you see that gives you a sense that this part of the country is in terrible shape right now?
Just the level of lines there are at the Workforce One or the unemployment office, people standing out there for hours, and it's not warm here, it's cold. You know, even in the short time that he was at Concord High School, those are the people there that they just want to work and earn an honest day's living and go back home.
Well, Mr. Reed, thanks for talking with us.
You bet. Appreciate the time.
Rob Reed runs the Great Lakes RV Center. That's a dealership in Elkhart, Indiana.